Oh, I don't have the patience for you today, Chad.
I know, you really don't. You've been short and angry.
I'm just kidding.
You like my new hat?
I do like your new hat. Is that Sun King?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it at Sun King today. Mm. All right, do you want to... Let's just start this whole shit over.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 33, take 3, slate rolling. The most wildly popular... nationally syndicated podcast this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, the podcast is not growing, but we're growing. I just fucked that up. It's fine. We're growing. I made that joke way better the first time we did this.
Yeah, this is our third take trying to start this thing.
Yeah, we started, and then the internet sucked in my room, and so I moved, and then my roomies got home, and so third take. All right, cool. Yeah, so Cam, let's just hop right into it. What'd you do this week, baby?
Hop into it like mother frogger. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and then I tried a new brunch place, and today I slept in until 12:40 p.m.
That's nothing. Do you want to know what time I slept till today?
I want to know what time you woke your little baby boy eyes up.
2:35 p.m.
Holy God in heaven.
I went to bed at 4:30.
Me too.
Yeah, and I woke up at 2:30. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a night. I needed all the sleep I could get.
Well, I would like How'd to you hear feel? About that.
How'd you feel about Guardians of the Galaxy 2, though?
Better than the first one. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the first one is great because it laid the groundwork and developed the characters, but the second one completely fleshed them out even more, and the storytelling was great. The visual effects were ridiculous, and I almost cried twice. It was very, very good.
I almost cried twice. That's how you know it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As always, not a whole lot of nothing this week, but I did on Friday, I saw our pal Sam Cummins. We went to Outback Steakhouse and I had a gift card for $25. So I ate like a king.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But still paid, like double of that because like I had a $25 gift card and then my bill was like $50 after tip. So it was like,
Dude, you did eat like a king. Holy crap.
Well, I had two beers too, and those were like $7 each, so that's a big part of them.
I didn't know they had beer at Outback. I guess why wouldn't they?
They had Foster's, which I almost got.
No.
And then the guy was like, "Well, it's Outback, like, right? It's Australian."
I guess.
But the guy's like, "We have Foster's." And I was like, "Oh shit. Let me get a Foster's." And then Sam's like, "You don't want a Yingling?" And I was like, "They have Yingling?" And so I got two Yinglings. It was good. Yeah. And then I got these steak things that were good because it's steak a steakhouse. Things. Yeah. It was like medallion flanks is what they called them or something. And it was like steak on skewers.
Medallion flanks is my favorite 80s, 80s funk band.
Medallion Flanks is my favorite steak from Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, so I did that on Friday, and then we went to GameStop.
Heard of it.
And we got Destiny the Collection, which was on sale for $50. And Sam works at GameStop and used his employee discount. So it was 40-something, which was tight.
Nice.
But I haven't been able to play because my Xbox, like, sucks at reading discs. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, no.
Well, I, like, put in Batman Arkham Origins, and it read that. And so I played that for, like, an hour last night. But I put back in Destiny, and, like, it just wasn't reading it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Are you playing on an Xbox 360 or an X-Bone?
An X-Bone, dude. Of course.
Well, then that should not be happening.
I know. It's worrisome.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It'll be fine. I'll figure it out, I'm sure.
I had hot chicken in biscuit form at brunch yesterday.
Oh, shit, baby.
My belly was warm all day.
I have eaten so poorly the last 2 days. Just like I've gone out for every meal.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out for every meal, you do not like, I don't know what it is about like the way food is. Is food just like prepared differently?
It's portions, man. They give you way too much.
That's got to be it. Because like when I eat out for every meal, I'm like, whew, I feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had Hardee's breakfast.
Friday. Hold on.
Saturday.
You're wondering why you feel like shit, and you follow that up with, I had Hardee's breakfast 2 days in a row.
Hardee's has the best breakfast in the world, for real.
That's debatable.
Who's better?
Like, even McDonald's.
No. False.
Jack in the Box.
No. Well, I've never been there for breakfast, so I don't know. Hey, can you stop fucking eating Cheez-Its, though, please? It's so annoying, Cameron.
I'm almost done. Just let me have this.
But I can't focus when all I hear is crunching in my ears. Just forget it. Okay, whatever. Whatever. I had Hardee's breakfast 2 days in a row. It's fine. Oh, you muted. So nice of you. So I had Hardee's breakfast 2 days in a row. Is such an asshole. I wish everyone could see his fucking smug face right now as he eats his Cheez-Its. Oh, now he's eating several at one time. He just keeps stuffing them into his mouth. He's like he's just tipped the bowl into his mouth. It's like a starving dog eating Cheez-Its. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I ate like shit all weekend. Today we went to Chat Up Tap and got some beers. Cause you know, when you're hungover, what else are you going to do other than get more to drink? So we did that. I got fish and chips, and the fish, they did this thing, where somehow it all looked like fried dicks, but it was but it was really good fish and chips. I actually don't think I like fish and chips that much because it's just greasy as fuck. But it tastes good, kinda. But I don't like tartar sauce either, so I don't know. It's just gotta like Cameron's licking the bowl clean, so you just got. You just got to kind of deal with it.
Good to the last crumb.
Cheez-Its, please sponsor us. We talk about you almost weekly.
So. I love you so much, Cheez-Its.
I just want to be compensated for how much we've already done to like get that name, that brand awareness out there, you know?
I just want one free box every month.
One a month? That's not enough.
All right, I'm just trying not to be greedy to our new friends over at Cheez-It.
Nabisco, actually, is who bless creates Cheez-Its. I'm not even sure that's who does Cheez-Its.
Well.
Wow.
Oh, I thought I brought the box in with me, but I already ate the whole box.
Jesus Christ. Cheez-Its Christ.
Our Lord and Savior.
Our Lord and Cracker. Okay, yeah, so.
Jesus wasn't white, Chad. Come on.
Cheez-Its are yellow. Cheez-Its Christ. My big yellow man. Cheez-Its wasn't a white man. He was a big yellow cracker. Cool. Yeah, so I forgot to mention this can. Uh-huh. This is what I needed to talk about. I texted you this last night.
Yeah, well, is this the thing where I said what about?
Yeah, and I never answered because I was hammered.
I need you to tell me what – I need context real bad.
Yeah, you do. So last night.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, I did all that stuff this weekend, but this is what I really need to talk about is Last night, I was out at a bar or a pub, as some UK people would say. And it was like, so my friend Megan's, Jesus, my friend Megan's sister Emma graduated from Butler University.
Hey, heard of it?
Yeah. Austin will know of it. And Miranda, please fucking calm yourself. Take some Pepto Bismol, for Ew. God's sake.
Okay, Schmidt anyway. From New Girl.
Okay, that did sound like Schmidt. All right. So I'm out at the bar or the pub, as they would say. We were celebrating Emma being a graduate. Emma's very attractive. That's beside the point. She just is. But I meet this girl who's friends with Meg and Emma named Caroline. All very white woman names, by the way.
Oh, she's I meet sweet.
Caroline was very nice. I had a good conversation with her. And I'm sitting with Madeline, Jail John's girlfriend. Uh-huh. And I'm talking to Madeline, and Megan's right behind Madeline. We're all three at the bar. And Caroline's behind us, like she's now conversing with other people. So I'm looking at Madeline, and out of the corner of my eye, I can see Caroline. And this older gentleman comes up to Caroline and like puts his arm around her and like they kind of talk a little bit. And then he leans down and they smooch. It wasn't a peck. It was a kiss. Like their lips, like there was like
one like on top caught. Of the other.
Yeah. One on top of the other.
Like they a were, zipper those, teeth.
They were Jenga lips.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I stopped mid-conversation because I was so distraught. And I was like, hey, Megan. And I like tap her. I'm like, hey, Megan. And she's like, what? And I'm like, is Caroline, is she dating an older man? And she says, no, that's her dad. And I was so taken aback. It's all I could focus on.
Oh, no.
For like. All I could focus on for the next hour was how this girl who had just graduated from college, like 22, 23, is still kissing her dad on the mouth.
Like open-lipped.
Like open-lipped kissing her father. I thought she was dating him because it was like, it wasn't just a peck. It was like a like passionate, not passionate, but it was like a kiss. Like it wasn't just like... You know, the kiss you gave your grandma, you know, it was, yeah. So I felt really weird about that. I could not stop. talk. I felt like I was in an episode of Seinfeld. I was like.
Yeah, because especially after they kissed and you asked and she's like, yeah, that's her dad. You heard.
Basically, though, like I was like. Is this a normal thing? Can we discuss this right now at the bar while she's behind us with her dad? Is that okay for us to do? So here's what I need. Guys, send us to hoyweave@gmail.com. How you feel about dads kissing their daughters when they're in their 20s on the mouth, open lips kissed.
That's where, I mean, like, that's where it makes me uncomfortable.
Maybe a peck? Maybe? I don't even know about that, honestly.
I understand that to an extent. Like,
I would do maybe cheek. Like, if and when I have a daughter, I guess. Like, obviously, you kiss your kids on the lips till they're, like, toddlers or something, right? Like, I think that's normal.
I'm not
you know?
Kissing a baby's fucking lips. My but kids like are going to little... know I love them verbally
if I
ever have kids. I'm not kissing them.
What?
Maybe on the forehead. Like, goodnight, no, son.
You have to teach them, like, what good loving is. Not like that.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
No, like, but, like, how, like good touches. Like, this is a good touch. Your dad can kiss you, and it's fine.
No, I'm not kissing and so, the baby like, maybe on the lips.
Maybe it's not so weird. Like, maybe it just was so weird to me. I mean, you know, if that's
any family member on the lips now until forever.
And the worst part is they're from Detroit, not even the South. I was like, maybe it's a Southern okay, thing.
Come on.
I was like, maybe it's a Southern thing, you know? But it's not. They just, it was a Michigan thing, apparently. Michigan's still one of the worst states in the U.S. I don't care if it's pretty. Everyone from Michigan's fucking annoying about it. So I hate Michigan. Just want to throw that out there.
I have no problem. I have no qualms with the Michigans.
I don't really have qualms with Michigan, except for, like, I went to a school where a lot of people were from Michigan, and they're all like, Michigan's so cool, pure Michigan. Tim Allen, who does coke, lives there. And it's like, cool.
Tim Allen does coke?
Well, he did. He got picked up for it in, like, the 80s or 70s or something. He has that. Look up his mugshot.
Everyone did. I don't want to look up Tim Allen's mugshot. That made me sad.
No, it's actually really funny. It was my phone's background for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's not, like, funny. He just has a big mustache and just looks like typical white dude living in the 80s with a fat mustache.
Did he still have coke nose in his mugshot?
I don't know what that means.
Did,
like,
his
it's
nose
white.
Look like a powdered sugar donut?
No. That's not
Did
what your
look
nose
like
looks like when you do coke.
Did he accidentally spilled salt on his upper lip?
Cameron, I don't know if you've been around people that have done cocaine. I really haven't, but...
Did it look like...
I just have a feeling that that's not what happens.
Did it look like Charlie Day in that one scene of Horrible Bosses?
It's not like you just put your nose in a bunch of... It's not like there's like a pile of baby powder and you just put your nose and go...
That was my next question. Not... Did it look like he had baby's powder on his face?
They, like, cut it up in lines, and then they, like, sniff down the line with, like, a rolled-up dollar bill. Like, that's how you do
coke. I bet Tim Allen uses a Benjamin. A single Benjamin.
I'm so fucking over this conversation.
Did it look like it was the first
Shut
day
the
of
fuck
snow
up.
On Mount Tim Allen's mustache?
Oh, my God. No, it didn't.
Did it look like his lips were murdered and there was a chalk outline drawn around them?
You're going to have a chalk outline drawn around you in a minute. I'm going to drive 5 hours to Nashville just to fucking kill you and then drive back.
Wow, you heard it here first, everybody. When I wind up dead, you're gonna hear that's his admission of guilt.
This episode won't even make it out, you dumbass.
You're gonna do it now? Dead.
As soon as I can. I'll even fly down there.
That would cost more money and probably take the same amount of time.
I will learn how to fly a plane and fly it to Nashville and crash it into your stupid fucking house.
Wow, that's
right.
That affects three other people. At least.
Who?
Well, immediately, Miranda Austin and the little baby Weaver.
Oh, I forgot there's a little baby Weaver.
Yeah, so you're going to kiss babies on the mouth, but also drive planes into their house.
It's not a baby yet. It's pregnant.
We're not getting into that conversation. That is not the right podcast.
Your eyes got so wide. I mean, like, yeah, it will be a baby, obviously. Let's really not get into it. That's fine.
It's time for everybody's game, favorite radio game, Band or Porno!
Band or Porno.
Chad, so since you've done terribly the last 2 weeks in a row, I'm giving you the choice. Do you want to do the easier list this week and save the hard list for next week, or would you like to just fail 3 weeks in a row and then finally get an easy one?
Honestly, give me the hard list. I want it.
I'm going to give you the hard list then. I'm going to give you that hard, long list.
Give me the fuck. Just come on. Just get on with it.
The way we play Band or Porno here on the Dad Podcast, for those of you who don't know, is I have a list of 15 names, and they are either real-life band names, or real-life porno names. And Chad has to guess which one they are, having no prior knowledge, having never seen this list, and hopefully never having heard or seen any of the names on this list.
Hopefully.
So we're going to start with number one, sex in the comics.
Easily no.
Say that again. Your mic dropped out.
That's to band.
It's a porno.
That's what I said the first time. That's
sure
what
I'm going to say.
I really did say porno. Son of a bitch. I thought you were giving me a second chance.
No, I'm giving you the hard one.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Oh, sorry, you didn't know. I'm recording. Oh, sorry. Sorry. John didn't know. He didn't know I was recording.
Is that jail, John?
Yeah, okay. Nate! I'm recording! Jesus Christ. Okay. It was a porno. I got it wrong, even though I said porno the first time. Nate, shut the fuck up! All right. Thank you.
Cream catcher.
Band.
It's a porno.
Son of a bitch, man. Oh, like dream catcher.
Yeah.
What could that be about?
Well,
is it about like a Native American woman?
Oh no.
Oh man. The,
oh no. Oh, oh no. Oh no.
The cultural. Anyway,
I told you this is think.
Appropriation.
One,
there we go.
Oh, appropriation.
I know.
Alien sex fiend.
Band.
As a band.
Thank God.
Fister.
Oh, man. Band.
That's a porno.
Fucking damn it.
69% female.
Porno.
It's a band.
How? You like this too much.
I love this. You got 1 out of 5 right now, Chatty.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Dirty Girl Scout.
Oh, I really hope it's a band.
It's a band.
Thank God. Dirty Girl Scout would not be a good porno, because I think it would be a child of the child variety. That would be bad.
Oh, that's not good. Speaking of children, Barbie Bones.
That's a porno.
That's a band.
Son of a mother.
Jacob the Licker.
How do they spell liquor?
L-I-C-K-E-R.
That's a porno.
That's a porno.
Thank you, God.
And that is your third point out of seven.
Yeah, it's not great.
You got 8 left, Mom Dad. Accidental goat sodomy.
That's a band.
That is a band.
Thank you, God. Mr. Hands, but with a goat, so it'd be Mr. Horns. Anyway, moving on.
Libido Man.
I don't know why you would name a porno Libido Man. But why would you name a band Libido Man? Let's go band.
It's a porno.
Okay, of fucking course it is.
Ass ponies.
Oh, that's a porno, dude.
That's a band.
Shit. I was like, I've seen that one, ass ponies, for sure.
My little ass pony, my little ass pony.
Let's actually not sexualize Milo Pony, because I think bronies do that enough, and they don't need that.
That's fair. Okay, we don't want to lose our brony following.
Yeah, no, we do want to lose our brony following. If you're a brony, fucking don't listen to this. Do not. We are not an inclusive podcast. I'm sorry.
You heard it here first. Dad Podcast, not an inclusive podcast.
We're like inclusive of, you know, like race, gender, you know, all that.
You know, even, normal, you know, things.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, like any race, any gender, or non, or if you're binary, that's fine. That's okay. You could listen.
Binary code. If you're made up of zeros and ones, we love you here. Welcome, come on in, wipe your shoes off on the mat. The mat says welcome, and that's what we do here.
I need you to stop.
Bearded Itchy Lover.
That's a band. Good.
Chad, there are three left. There's three left, and you have...
I think I've gotten five. Okay. Oh, my God.
You could potentially beat your last 2 weeks.
By one. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay.
So we're... Oh, Gypsy Fling.
Porno.
That's a porno!
Yes.
Well done.
Okay.
Penis Flytrap.
Band,
baby!
That's what I'm talking about.
And Chad... This one I threw in specifically for you. Holes.
That's a porno.
It is. Starring Shia in the buff.
Grandpa, I'm tired of having sex. Well, that's too damn bad.
You're so hot, Sam.
Wow. Oh, okay, man. Well.
I guarantee that you was... that's exactly what it is, though.
Yeah. Cool.
You got 8 out of 15.
I did. And that's the hard list, so that's good to know.
Oh, you said you wanted the hard list?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Fuck.
Next week, you're going to feel real good about yourself. You're going to do really, really... good.
You don't know that. Yeah. Aww. So but yesterday I hung out with my dad.
Uh-huh.
It was his birthday, and we went to...
That's so weird.
Jefferson Street Barbecue. Yeah. My dad... Wait, was your dad in Nashville?
No.
Oh, where was he?
The Biloxi.
What's that?
I forget what state that is.
Okay, it doesn't matter then. But yeah, my dad said, he actually mentioned, I said, I don't think you came up, but he was like talking about Facebook, and he's like, man, me and Wade have the same birthday. He didn't even tell me happy birthday on Facebook. I was like, Dad, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just Facebook. But it was just so funny.
That is funny.
He's like, I mean, I told him. And I was like, it's just so weird to like, hear an adult like talk about Facebook. But no, you have a good relationship with your dad, you'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has your dad ever like told you like stories of like back in the day stuff?
I mean, only when provoked.
Yeah, because like I'd say I have a good relationship with my dad, but like I don't know shit about like what he did when he was my age, you know?
Yeah. Well, yesterday, he probably doesn't want to tell you those stories.
He probably doesn't, but yesterday...
Oh, no.
He was talking... I don't know.
I just got real nervous.
No, it's funny. He had had two beers, so, I mean, like, it wasn't like he was lit or anything, but he was... he just had enough to open up, and he told me these stories. So... My dad has had a complicated past, and I see a lot of myself in him now that I understand these things. But so his best friend, Frank, back in the day, one of his – well, he used to be his best friend. My dad got married when he was 19.
Uh-huh.
And he got divorced from that woman when he was 24.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, Frank, who used to be his best friend, my dad's first wife cheated on him with Frank. And so, which is like, you know, whatever. I mean, it happened like 30 years ago. But my dad's telling me these stories.
And Frank walks in.
No. He told me these stories about how he kicked Frank's ass, basically.
Yeah. Like,
no, but he said, this is the best story. It's honestly one of the best stories. My dad had been drinking. And he was hanging out with his friend Ron, who I've known since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. He's hanging out with his friend Ron. Ron's driving. They drive by his, like, I don't know if they were, like, separated by then. I think they were. They're driving by this house, and Dad sees Frank's car outside of his ex-wife's house.
Yeah.
And, like, he knew, I mean, like, they were together, I guess, you know, like, he knew that. But it was just, like, he sees the car, and he's been drinking.
Uh-huh.
And he says to Ron, stop the car. And Ron's like, no, I'm not stopping the car. He's like, stop the car, Ron. And Ron won't stop the car. And my dad said he just opened the door to get out. And Ron, and then Ron stopped the car. So he would jump out. And he says, he goes to the door and he knocks. And like his, my sister Abby was there, mm-hmm. At the house. And she was a little kid. They had her when he's like five.
Yeah.
And like Frank's at the house. And my dad, he said he goes and knocks on the door. And and Heidi, his ex-wife, answers the door. And he's like, is Frank here? And she's like, no. And he's like, bullshit, I can see his car outside. And he says he pushes his way into the house. And he sees Frank, and Frank's asleep on the couch in his underwear. And he said he just started kicking the shit out of Frank. He just got on and started punching him. Like, and that's a rude awakening. But like, but he's in the house. And he's like, I guess because like my sister's there and she was little, he was like, he told him to leave. And he said that he grabbed his clothes and ran out of the house. And it was winter. He ran to the car in his underwear and left. And he said, while he's like on top of Frank punching him, she comes. His ex-wife comes up with a frying pan and hits him on the head
to stop him.
And I was like, is this an episode of The Flintstones?
Yeah.
Like The Flintstones X-rated? But he says Frank leaves, and he like, and my dad, like whatever, things de-escalated. My dad goes back out to the car. Ron's waiting on him still, and he gets in the car, and he's like breathing really hard. He's breathing really hard, and Ron's like, everything okay? And he's like, just drive. just take me home. And so Ron takes my dad. My dad lives in like, he lived in a trailer court at that time. And he said Ron takes him home. Or takes him to his car, like, later on, and he drives home in his car. And Frank, and there's, like, a hill. And Frank's stuck on the hill in his car in his underwear. My dad said he went up to the window after everything had happened. This is after everything had happened.
Yeah.
My dad goes up to the window of the car, and Frank, like, cracks it, and he's like, hey, Jerry, you think you can give me a push?
Oh, my gosh.
After everything.
Gosh.
My dad says that he just grappled onto the side of the car and was just kicking the shit out of his car. Like, Frank, trying to get inside.
Oh, my gosh. This is like literally when Ricky Bobby gets kicked out of his house and John C. Reilly moves in. And then he calls seriously. Him on the phone. He's like, hey, how do you work your TVs in your house?
Seriously. Oh my God, that's the perfect reference. No, but yeah. So he told me that story. He told me another one too, but it was just, I don't know, that was really cool to like hear about my dad's past a little bit.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
I mean,
so that was
it's no PTG in the Goblet of Fireball, but
that's true.
It's a good one.
I did hang out with PTG last night.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our buddies over at Wax on Wax Lyrical.
The Wax on... Ooh, yeah. The Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on. Get on board.
Have you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes you
sometimes
wanna,
a little sweet. Makes sometimes you wanna, a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast.
That's okay. We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears.
Just let it... Is this good?
Let us come in your good? Ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you, bye-bye. Wax on Wax Circle. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter. Oh,
yeah. Whoo.
And okay. We're back.
We are back. That was such a good commercial. Yeah, so...
So you hung out with PTG.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Last night was so weird. I came home... I came home from dinner with my dad, and we go to, and this is where I saw the kiss happen. So I get home at like 9:30. We go to this bar called Connor's Pub and like, which has really good deals, $3 shots every day, like well shot.
Wow.
So I had six, you know, just to,
as get, you do,
just, you know, just
you gotta to save some. That money.
Just to get some liquor in me, you know, and yeah. Liquor. So I
hardly know her.
Yeah. So ugh, I was just,
I didn't feel good about that.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Me neither. Until you said that. Anyway. So I was drinking, I drank a little bit, you know, got schmammed, and then Jail John got off work and he came to Connor's Pub for like a half hour. And then he's like, hey, we're going to – Ivan and Gail are going to come over, who are two of PTG's friends. And he's like, they're going to come over. I guess they're already on the way to the house. So I was like, okay, I guess let's just go. He's like, they want to play some beer pong. I'm like, cool. That sounds fun. We get to the house, and the house is full of like 20 people that they brought.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just random people were at the house. And, of course, PTG was here, and I didn't even know because my phone had died because we have unlimited data, and I was watching boxing at the bar on my phone, and it died. Yeah, so I just – I mean, I got – I'm trying to get into boxing. I don't know. I have friends in the UK from writing for Brace the Hammer, like the soccer blog, and they're like, boxing's cool. You should watch it. And they told me last night it was going to be a good fight, so I tried to watch it.
Who are you?
A man of many trades. A very busy man, actually.
My microphone smells like cupcakes, and I don't know why.
Who are you?
I don't know. I feel like that one makes more sense than you trying to get into boxing.
Yeah. No, that's
I'm just kidding. I don't care if you get into boxing.
I mean, I used to watch boxing with my dad when I was a kid. He liked it. I don't know. I'm just, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
Back
so we
when
come
you
back.
Used to open mouth kiss your dad.
I think I used to kiss my dad on the lips when I was a little kid. Yeah, I think everybody did, kind of.
After he told you that story, did you plant a big one on him?
No, I don't think I've kissed my dad in a really long time.
Do you think
so.
That upsets him?
Probably not.
You think
I think it's fine
of you.
I think it's just part of growing up. You don't really kiss your parents on the lips anymore.
Do you think your dad is happy about how he raised you?
Probably not.
Do you think he blames himself or you? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer any of these. I just wanted to say those things.
If it were me, I would blame myself, but it's fine. No, but he did. I did find that my dad's more active on Twitter than I thought. And then he read, I had a tweet. I had a tweet the other night that was like, it's like 1 a.m. baby and I'm depressed. You know what that means? I'm going to do a sad jack off and go to sleep. And he mentioned that.
Oh my gosh. I almost texted you and I was like, did you mean to send that out of your drafts?
No, I definitely meant to send it. I thought it'd be funny.
It was really funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
It was explicit.
I was like, all right, Chad has crossed the line. There's no more no more on his content, baby. It's happening.
I just think jack off is such a funny phrase.
Yeah, it is.
I just like to
especially
say
when you put
jack
sad
off
in front of it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to jack off this bad boy spout. Take it right to O-Town. Take it straight to O-Town, baby.
Jack off this bad boy spout.
Tell my bad boy pee comes out.
I'm a little sad boy.
My sad boy bad boy pee.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. I can't. Sad boy, sad pee. Sad boy, bad boy, bat. What did you just say?
Sad boy, bad boy pee. I'm talking about my semen, for the record.
Oh my gosh. Sad boy, bad boy pee.
I just think it's really funny to call it bad boy Pete and a bad boy spout.
Oh my god.
I got the phrase bad boy spout from this Twitter account. It's like buy two hams for $20. And this guy is just like obsessed with ham and always tweets about ham. I don't know. It's such a funny account though. And he said he just a couple times he's like said bad boy spout and it's so fucking funny. But I did come up with bad boy pee, but obviously it was a riff. So,
oh boy.
So everyone follow by_2_hams on Twitter. Cause it's a very funny account. But yeah, so my dad did bring up that tweet about jacking off.
What'd he say?
he just like,
how do you bring that into like, conversation?
He said, like, they asked, so Jane, his girlfriend, was like, what have you been doing lately? And my dad's like, well, if you read his Twitter, you know he's doing something. And it was like, and he said something like, and then I was like, oh. And he's like, one tweet in particular. And I was like, huh? And he's like, you know, something about you doing something that was sad. And I was like, oh. Oh, that one, huh? You saw that one? You know, just when you have 1,650 followers, you know, you just always forget, like, who follows you, so.
Humble brag.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, but that's absolutely a humble brag. Yeah, so that did happen, but I came home last night, and PTG was here, and I don't know, it was really, I mean, I just hang out with her as a friend. I don't really care what she does anymore, so I just wasn't that worried. I don't know. It's kind of – I'm pretty over it. It's weird, but it's nice to be over it but to still be able to hang out because I like being around her. Like, she's cool, so it's good. I've just accepted that it's useless to try to make her feel a way like that she obviously will not. I mean, like, not – it's not like she doesn't like me or didn't like me ever, but – she won't be, she's not into monogamy and I'm super into monogamy, so it's fine. We're going to get a cease and desist email. Hey, so FCA, if you just want to send that cease and desist email to hoyweave@gmail.com.
We'll read it at the end of our next episode.
We'll read it at the end of our... Stop fucking playing Linger, you assholes. And you're... also, your podcast sucks. The FCC, bitch. Also, I said FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That's not what I meant.
I'm an athlete. I'm a student athlete. I stay 100. I stay 100.
All right. So, you want to read some hate mail?
Yeah.
Let's go. Perfect.
To some hate mail. We've got three hate mails to read to you today on this edition of the Dad Podcast. If you'd like to join in on this fun and enjoyable segment where we get roasted like little baby boys, you can do so by sending us your hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's HOYWEAVE. Our first email comes to us from Mal, and the subject line is deeply concerned.
That's fair.
So it starts out...
You read this one. I want to read the next.
Okay. It starts out by saying, Tilda, babies, with a Z, Tilda, you are truly the worst.
This is true.
Chat. And then there's just a link...
to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Where you can find a local AA.
I'll probably look into that.
Hey, I just went there. It's categorized by state and then all of the territories in Canada. So you can find a meeting wherever you are, Chad.
Just please go on.
This next one is to me, Cam. Your burps make me want to jump into a pool of boiling acid while simultaneously chomping down on a cyanide capsule while also cutting my own ears off with a dull paperclip.
Wow. Ooh. That would be a feat, honestly.
That would be a feat. That's some strong that's strong imagery, Mal.
Yes, it is.
You should write a book. I'd read it.
I would tell you I read it, but never read it.
I just registered what you meant by that when you explained it.
Uh-huh, because you obviously didn't fucking get it.
All right. You
fucking pinhead.
Also,
who are you calling pinhead?
Also,
please read this goddamn email, Cam.
Also, a few episodes ago, also, if you... Do you ever just...
For those of you at home, I just had to rub up my temples because Cam is so bad at this fucking podcast.
Do you ever just start to read a sentence and it goes downhill so fast and you just have to watch it burn? And then, like, you can't stop. That's what that
I see
was.
Other people do that weekly.
Oh, man. Also, a few episodes ago, Chad commented on the fact that I send hate mail for my seminary email, which is concerning. And I do that for the irony, because it's like I'm half a professional, but still not. Just like I'm half of a Christian, but kind of a shitty one sometimes. Except you fart face ass wipes are big dumb idiots and miss the irony because your sense of humor is even smaller than Donald Trump's hands. Love you forever. Duh, that's not a tilde, is it? I can't tell.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a tilde.
It is a tilde.
You can't tilde.
I'm gonna tell the listeners what she closed the message with.
Good. Please do.
Tilda, your faithful fave gal pal Mal. Thank you, Mal. I like that one
a lot. Also, the ending of her email says, Mallory B., Master of Arts, Mental Health Counseling.
Yeah, baby.
And then her phone number.
Her phone number is in there.
Should we read it?
No. That was good.
All right, I got the next one.
All right, go ahead.
This one comes from our boy John.
Hey, John.
Who will have a podcast out soon, actually, which will be – I will listen to. So, John, the subject line of the email reads, "We need to talk about your incorrect opinions." The body says, "I have a couple of things to say, so this will be brief." And then John goes on to send us the longest email we've gotten in weeks. "I have a couple of things to say, so this will be brief. Here's the longest fucking email you've gotten in a year. Cam, blue balls are absolutely a thing. Go fuck yourself. Chad, when we all get to heaven, I am certain Jesus won't hand us Miller. Miller is shit. Jesus knows that. I know that. Why don't you? Labatt for life." Okay. Okay. Labatt fucking sucks. All right. Yeah. Both of you.
Give out John's email. And you can tell yeah. him how much you hate.
Tell him his Labatt. Opinions are incorrect. He says, "Both of you explain yourself. Since when are the fucking Washington Capitals the New England Patriots of the NHL? It is like you guys haven't even watched hockey before. The Capitals have never won the Stanley Cup. If you want to talk about a hockey superpower, then there are a couple of other teams to consider. So prepare your sphincters for an educational moment."
Hold on.
One.
This Before is we I, get ripped apart.
Should we tell why, though? Because I agreed with you.
Yeah.
They're like the Patriots because of, like, it's like the culture. It's not because they've won so much.
Yeah, no. I mean, the numbers definitely aren't there. I understand. But, like, Ovechkin is a freaking monster. And they're like just, it's the whole, like, it's like the whole mentality behind them. Like, they're fans, and I just hate them.
And they're a very patriotic team.
Yeah.
So, like, they're like, "We're America's team because we're the Patriots. We're America's team because we're in the capital of the country." And I'll never understand that one. Yeah. Anyway, so he says, "Prepare your sphincters for an educational moment."
Prepared.
One, Montreal Canadiens. Also, he spelled Canadiens wrong. It's fine. 23 well, no, fucking
he spelled Stanley it right. They spell it wrong.
Okay. 2, Toronto Maple Leafs. 13 fucking Stanley Cups. 3, Detroit Red Wings. 11 fucking Stanley Cups. Now let's talk recent Stanley Cup champions, since most of those cup wins came before your time on this hellish earth. That's true. Earth sucks. The Blackhawks have won 3 cups in the last decade. The Penguins have won 2 cups in the last decade. What up? The Kings have won 2 in the last decade. The Bruins, Ducks, and Red Wings have all won 1 in the last decade. So if we want to pick a team that has recently won cups and would be comparable to the New England Patriots, in parentheses, fuck those guys.
True.
It would have to be the Blackhawks. You can make an argument for the Red Wings, given how good they were from the mid-90s through mid-2000s, but that is up for discussion some other time. Best wishes, John.
You know what? That's fair. I understand. But I like the Blackhawks to a certain extent.
I mean, we're from near there. Like, I've always had a small affinity for the Blackhawks just because they're from Chicago. Like, I've always liked Chicago sports because we're so close to Chicago.
But, duck the Detroit Red Wings.
I just think their logo is really cool. Like, the Red Wings are cool. I'm not like into, like, I don't like the Red Wings at all, but like,
I hate the Red Wings.
I think they're a cool looking team, not to sound like, but obviously, like, I don't support them, but that's just how I feel about it.
John, thank you. Okay. I'm sorry. You are very correct, and I appreciate all of these sports facts. I feel like we're actually like real men on this podcast talking statistics and stuff. That was fun.
Yeah. I hate you so much.
Thanks, John. My sphincter was roasted. The last one comes to us from our buddy Jordan, who the subject line says, "How dare you? Chad, you're off the hook this time. Just get that EP finished soon." Always gotta have that.
It will be in 1 month.
This is directed at Cam. "How fucking dare you mention a very funny scene from Toy Story Dose last weekend. Get the quote wrong! Mrs. Potato Head doesn't wear the angry eyes. She gives them to Mr. Potato Head and says, 'And I'm packing your angry eyes just in case.' If you're going to quote Pixar, get the quote right, you son of a bitch! P.S. Really like the demo. Really like the demo cam. Thank you, Jordan. Keep it up. Just work on your movie quoting. Dick. You're right. Now that you...
What demo?
The demo I sent you.
Oh, so I'm not special. You sent it to your other best friend too, huh?
You are special because I never send you my demos.
I know, it's bullshit.
I'm
mad.
I'm sorry I got that quote wrong. You know why? I'm going to totally throw my mother under the bus. She says that. The way that I quoted it is how she says it, so it's her fault. Hey, so thanks everyone for your hate mail. We're getting ready to wrap things up a little bit, but another thing I did this week, y'all, get ready for this, is I watched Fast and the Furious for the very first time, and I am going to be launching an 8-part podcast on SoundCloud, probably, called Fast and the Curious.
I cannot wait to listen to that.
So on that note, Chad, where can they find you online?
Yeah, you can find me online at Chad Hoy on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. That's just my name, Chadhoy. And you can follow the Dad Bodcast on Twitter, and that's THE_DADBODCAST. And also follow Podtron Network on Twitter. We are now part of a podcast collective. Brip! And it's called Podtron, like Voltron, because that's cool. But we can't use any stuff from Voltron or we'll get sued. But we did riff off of Voltron because Voltron's made up of a sum of lesser parts. But when it is together, it is kick-ass as hell. So that's what Podtron is. I think we're going to have like a WordPress site up and it'll like have all of our episodes. And we've got a Facebook page and a Twitter page. And that's just Podtron Network on Twitter. So Podtron Network.
Yeah, baby. So go ahead and listen to our other Podtron boys. There's some good shows on there. Just you can find me on Instagram at Lavinous Cam.
Such a fuck up.
At Lavinous Cam. And then go give my music a free listen on the Spotify's or how literally everywhere else you could listen to music. Staircase Wit. The album's called Push and Pull. Thank you.
Wear case stit.
Wear case boys.
Cool. All right. Well,
Harry
thanks for listening.
Harry Potter was a smart boy. He lived under stairs.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. The signs of the times are changing, boys. Strap on. Strap on. Strap in.
Oh, my Christ.
Niall Horan.
Okay. Thanks for listening,
fast
everyone.
Boy hands.
That song's pretty good. I like that more than any of Harry Styles' stuff.
I agree.
It's come out. I don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't like Harry Styles solo stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, Sign of the Times kind of sucked, and PTG's really,
it's not great.
PTG's super into. She was a big One Direction stan. Makes sense, you know. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
And she was really like excited about Harry Styles' music, and I was like, I'm afraid to tell you that I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
but
I got a friend like that.
Yeah, like where you're afraid to say anything bad about what they like.
Yeah, which is funny because everyone should know not to shit on the new Paramore music. Oh my gosh, I'm meeting Paramore next, like this week.
You're meeting them?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How? Why?
They're doing a CD signing on Friday for when the record comes out, and I'm one of the 300 people who got a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
That's badass, dude.
I'm excited
for you.
Man, thank you.
You're gonna make out with Haley Williams?
Nope.
She's married.
I just hope I don't throw up in front of them.
You're so awkward.
I'm so awkward.
I want it to be recorded.
I'm
like
so
you
awkward.
Them.
You should have seen me meet Chad Gilbert, and I'm like not even like I like Newfound Glory quite a bit, but like
yeah, okay, yeah.
Freaked out. Or when I met Derek Sanders in Mayday Parade, I thought I was going to lose my mind. Oh, I met Rob Thomas and like...
Oh, shit.
I'm so glad I was drunk because it would have been so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love to meet... I want to meet like Seth Rogen when I'm just blitzed, dude.
Me too. I want to be like, hey, here's my impression of you.
Hey, here's my impression of you. Just take off your shirt. We have the same shitty body.
Yeah. We both look like we put pudding in a plastic bag and put clothes over it.
Oh, it's like cottage cheese in a sandwich bag. Just very gross.
Okay. Well, on that note, guys, but I'd still eat gals, it. You'd still eat it. And now Chad is making some suggestive tongue movements. Did you? Oh.
Try to kiss my mic.
It felt real weird in my ears.
Yeah, now you know how I feel, you ass. Okay, it's time to end this fucking episode.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. I don't know why you do, but thank you.
My stomach hurts. I shouldn't have eaten the whole box of Cheez-Its.